KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have clear skies. It's 38 degrees in Atlantic, and we look for it to be partly cloudy today with a high of 62. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen of the Check of the Area's Top News, brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stiefel Investments. The Atlantic Police Department reported yesterday that a man from Minnesota was arrested at a motel here in Atlantic in connection with a series of sexual assaults perpetrated against a juvenile relative over a period of several years. 31-year-old Sean Michael Stransky was being held in the Cass County Jail and will be extradited to Minnesota sometime next week. Atlantic Police Chief Steve Green said in a press release his department assisted investigators from the Minneapolis and South St. Paul, Minnesota police departments in the arrest and in the handling of the execution of search warrants related to the case. The search was executed at a residence in Atlantic where Stransky had stored some of his belongings. Green said Stransky had lived in Atlantic for just a short time and was attempting to, quote, start a life away from his past crimes. Green added also that we're confident that no one in Atlantic had any knowledge or involvement in Stransky's case. Officials of the Cass County Sheriff's Office said yesterday two men were arrested on assault charges this week. On Tuesday, 43-year-old John Stratton Eichelberger of Atlantic turned himself into the Cass County Jail on an Atlantic Police Department warrant for assault with injury. Eichelberger was released later that day on $1,000 bond. On Thursday, deputies of the Cass County Sheriff's Office arrested 58-year-old Timothy Dale Meyer of Messina on a felony charge of domestic abuse assault, third or subsequent offense. Meyer was taken to the Cass County Jail, where he remained held pending an appearance before the magistrate. Authorities in Adams County say 22-year-old Jacob Jones of Corning was arrested Thursday on a felony charge of possessing contraband inside a jail and a simple misdemeanor charge of interference with official acts. His bond was set at $5,000. On Wednesday, Jones was escorted into the Adams County Sheriff's Office with his probation officer for the purpose of conducting a random urine test. Once inside the jail, Jones allegedly attempted to pour clean urine from a bottle that he'd concealed on his person into the urine test cup in an attempt to alter the test results. Deputies noticed Jones' attempt and seized the bottle before any liquid could be poured into the test cup. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office said yesterday that an Oakland man was arrested Wednesday evening. James Gardner was taken into custody on a 2007 Pottawatomie County District Court warrant for probation violation. His arrest was the result of a complaint that had been filed by his neighbor in Oakland. The citizen alleged that Gardner caused damage to his front door earlier this week. Gardner claimed the damage was accidental. During the investigation, though, the deputy learned through dispatch that the warrant had been issued for Gardner, who was taken into custody without incident. Cass County Sheriff's Office yesterday identified a woman injured in a rollover accident Wednesday afternoon southeast of Barney. A rural letter carrier, 61-year-old Jan Denise Zimmer of Atlantic, was traveling westbound on Fayette Road at around 12:45 p.m. when she lost control of the vehicle on the gravel near 57162 Fayette Road. The car rolled once into the south ditch. Zimmer was transported by ambulance to the Cass County Hospital. A report on her condition was not released. The car, 1993 Buick LeSabre, sustained $1,500 damage. Four Iowa men and a woman from Nebraska will serve shorter prison sentences after President Barack Obama granted them clemency. Most of the 102 offenders in Thursday's announcement committed drug crimes that were considered nonviolent. Among them was Kenny Sipker of Carroll, who had 6 years knocked off his 31-year prison sentence. Michael J. Bertram of Dumont will serve 14 of 20 years, and Nicholas Jalise Deering of Des Moines will have served about an eighth of his 18-and-a-half-year sentence when he's released in 2018. Roger Moran of Des Moines was serving a life sentence for selling methamphetamine. His sentence was shortened to 20 years. Release for Maria Conchita Marino of West Point, Nebraska is set for 2018 after serving half of her 20-year sentence. Obama has commuted 774 inmate sentences, more than the previous 11 presidents put together. The Union County Sheriff's Office says a Ringgold County man, 22-year-old Michael Allen Bergman of Mount Air, was arrested Wednesday night at the Union County Law Enforcement Center on a Union County warrant for failure to appear on an original charge of theft in the third degree. Bergman was being held in the Union County Jail without bond until being seen by a magistrate. And the grassland fire danger rating will remain high in Shelby County, at least until further notice. Emergency Management Coordinator Bob Seibert said Thursday that while some rain had fallen and more may be likely, the amount of crops and vegetation in the fields is significant, and those elements can dry out in a matter of hours, creating the potential for a fast-burning situation. In our funeral announcements, Charles Allen Van Arnum, age 74 of Wyota, died Sunday at the Mercy Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for Charlie Van Arnum will be held today at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home has the arrangements. Marilyn Steinbeck, age 75 of Griswold, died Monday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Funeral services for Marilyn Steinbeck will be today at 2:30 at St. John's United Church of Christ south of Lyman, with the Dune Funeral Home of Griswold in charge of arrangements. Gerald Jerry Nairn, age 70 of Harlan, died September 26th. The celebration of life service for Jerry Nairn will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Rhody Funeral Home in Kingsley. Russell Rusty John Buckley, age 67 of Erling, died Wednesday at the University of Nebraska Medical Center. A massive Christian burial service for Rusty Buckley will be held on Monday at 11 a.m. at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Darlene Armstrong, age 92 of Manson and formerly of Atlantic, died Monday at the Good Samaritan Society in Manson. Funeral services for Darlene Armstrong will be on Monday at 1 o'clock at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Martha Kramer, age 96 of Atlantic, died Sunday. A celebration of life luncheon in honor of Martha Kramer will be held on October 22nd from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has arrangements. And Mary Begley, age 106 of Harlan, died Monday at the Elmcrest Retirement Community in Harlan. Private services will be held for Mary Begley. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stifel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.